From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations like the Islamic State. He said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place. Mr. Obama just finished hosting a nuclear security summit, the fourth and last of his presidency. Belgian police made several arrests following a tense confrontation of right-wing protesters and anti-racist young people in Brussels. A far-right group had planned a demonstration in Molenbeek, a predominantly Muslim neighborhood, where a number of November 2015 Paris attackers had been based. An anti-racist group had called for a counter-demonstration. Meantime, Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights today, with much tighter security 12 days after its departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. Airport Chief Executive Arnoud Fayes announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward a return to full operation.
In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
3 Belgian airline flights are scheduled to depart today from the airport. Witnesses are saying 7 people, including 3 intelligence security officers, have died in 3 separate shootings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The violence comes just a day after a U.S. airstrike killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. This is VOA News.